Good morning, everyone. It's 11 o'clock, and this is Observer Radio News for Thursday, April 4th. I'm Mark Cadiz with Corey Savard and Ali Raza. And the weather is 3 degrees outside our East York studios, with a high of 10 degrees later this afternoon. Now for the headlines. Three Canadian terrorists have now been identified in the attack in Algeria back in January. Rookie councillor Doug Ford wants to play in provincial politics, while Premier Kathleen Wynne welcomes him on board. And the man shot outside Yorkdale Mall was known to have gang ties. Now for our top story. Based on reports, two Canadians from London, Ontario were involved in an attack in Algeria back in January. A third person has been identified, but police say he was jailed before the attack started. High school classmates Chris Kasaroubis, Ali Medledge, and Aaron Yoon converted to Islam and became radicalized. The police were suspicious of the three a year before all this happened. Reports say Kasaroubis and Medledge blew themselves up at the end of the four-day siege. 37 workers died during the attack. Police are still investigating. Premier Kathleen Wynne is happy to see Councillor Doug Ford jump into the race. Ford expresses interest in running in the next election. Ford is ready to go if an election is called and would probably run in Etobicoke for the Conservatives. The whole Metrolinx plan to slap Ontarians with a $15 million tax burden was just too much for Ford, and he wanted to do something about it. Michael Nguyen, 23, was shot dead last weekend at Yorkdale Mall. While leaving the mall with a friend, he was approached by rebel gang members and shot multiple times. His friend was also shot, managed to escape from the gunfire, while Nguyen died on the scene. Nguyen was part of a street gang called Asian Assassins and was believed to be one of the leaders. The gang is from around the Spadina and Dundas West area of Chinatown. And that's all for news. Now here's Corey Savard with sports.
Thanks, Mark. And hi, everyone. Toronto Maple Leafs made a move on trade deadline day. The Leafs traded a fourth-round pick to the Colorado Avalanche for defenseman Ryan O'Byrne. O'Byrne has one goal and three assists with the Avs this season and is slated to become an unrestricted free agent come July 1st. Leafs face off against the Flyers tonight at the ACC after being off for 4 days and are currently on an 8-game point streak. In baseball, last night the Toronto Blue Jays lost 3-2 in extra innings to the Cleveland Indians. The Jays battled back from a 2-run deficit with a 9th-inning homer from Jose Bautista. But a home run from Cleveland's Mark Reynolds in the 12th would spoil a quality outing from Brendan Morrow. Tonight the Jays play their last of 3-game home series against the Tribe before they welcome the Boston Red Sox. In basketball, NBA basketball could soon be returning to Seattle. Investor Chris Hansen and Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer are heading up a group interested in moving the financially troubled Sacramento Kings to the former home of the Supersonics. The sides met with members of the NBA Relocation Committee yesterday, and the committee will make a decision on April 18th. The Toronto FC have released Brazilian midfielder Julio Cesar. Cesar was signed on January 15th and played in just one preseason game for the Reds this season before being sidelined with a calf injury. And that's all for sports. Ali has your entertainment news after the break.
When you're running low on energy and feeling like you're low on battery, charge with 4 bars. They're light, crispy, and smothered with flavor. Take a bite, worry-free. Have a break, have a Kit Kat.
Welcome back and hello everyone. Here's what's happening in the world of entertainment. Jay Leno is leaving The Tonight Show next spring, and he'll be replaced by Jimmy Fallon. Leno announced his move in a news release yesterday. NBC also said that the show will be moved over to New York City. And CEO Steve Burke says that Fallon is a unique talent and that it's his time to lead the show. NBC hopes to attract a younger audience with Fallon. And speaking of television, there's good news for Canadian fans of the TV sitcom Arrested Development. Netflix will launch the show's new season on May 26th. The show returns exclusively on Netflix instead of any other TV networks. Chief Content Officer for Netflix, Ted Sarandos, says that Arrested Development is viewed as one of the top TV comedies of all time. Fans are anxious to see the show return for a new season ever since Fox canceled it in 2006. And that's all from me. Now let's send it back to Mark for the wrap.
Thanks, Ali, and that's the news for now. You can find more news at torontoobserver.ca. On behalf of us all at the Observer Radio News, thanks for listening, and have a wonderful afternoon.